The sugya is like this. It's a takana of Beis and Hay. There's a takana that Bezin sits Beis and Hay. Psula is only sas beyom revi because, or else we would be. He has to be able to go to Beis Din. And there's a tamas shoktu. Then the Gemara is a shaila, a tut studim in the Gemara where the oinus is a reason to pata, or is not a reason to pata. That's the other types of oinus. That's the bottom line of the sugya. Let's take a look how the Rambam brings it. And the Rambam brings it in a way that's puzzling a little bit, and very hard, in a very different state. Let's take a look in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Ches. Kishem shoyz zman li'isha mishadov abal lefanas atzim avachakach tinasei. Kach noisen zman li'ish lefanas atzim mishadov v'isha oisoi. Kama noisen lo'i kama shoyz in lo, 12 months or 30 yoyim. Yud Ches. Higia zman shenosun li'ish. If there's a goas man, nischayev b'mezonos sir, afal pishloi konas. Says b'chayev mezonos even though he wasn't konas sir. If he megias man be'echel b'shabbos, be'erev Shabbos, in malam mezonos oisa yom. Then she'ochel lichnais the Rambam paskins that you can't get married on Sunday or on Friday. So b'meila there's not going to be any mezonos chiv mezonos in those days. V'chein im cholo huayhi or shepirsa nidak shegias man in malam mezonos. So the Rambam brings a bunch of cases, and the ikas chosvan asefa. The Rambam doesn't bring it in the nusach. We have it at all. What's going to happen? There's a big gap in the Rambam here. Let's say the zman comes out on Beis or on Gimel. What's going to be the halacha? No is yachzer Rambam. The Magid Mishnah says, it's certainly going to be, he brings out our Gemara here, and Vida, Sheim hi psula vein shom batedin yoyishlo, Sheinachamish, Sheinachamim zosad yom revi shachar goasman, Sheinachamim knis yom revi, v'cheinir shom b'gemara. So the Magid Mishnah fills it in that this is, I don't know if it's obvious, but he says that Milsa Pshita said that would be the same halacha. Why wouldn't the Rambam bring it? So since there's mekaymis that you do, mekaymis that you don't, you know, it's in a zman or a mokum that business yoshiv, it doesn't. But it's a glaring hole in the Rambam, especially that's our sugya. It's hard to say 100% be medayik in the Rambam what the halacha would be. You could say the Magid Mishnah, you could say that the Rambam means vehu adin because it fits the klal, but it's most of the tamiya. Our sugya is that's our sugya, and if you're coming off our sugya, that's what he should have said. That's really something that we need to consider. And I would like to, it's understandable from the Magid Mishnah that it's not so pashut because the Magid Mishnah sought tzayrich to put it down. It's very very likely. It's a very possible in the Rambam, not like that. It's more. It's sort of from Riyat. That's more mistava that he holds that even in a mokoyim. That there wouldn't be any, even if in a makom that business only yoshev in Beis and Hay, itaka wouldn't be any. There wouldn't be any. He would have to. There wouldn't be a tour from his zaynis on Beis and Gimel. It's very possible. Especially if you learn like the Mashah that you need a tam of shoktu together with that. The Mashah says it's a tam for his toelas. And b'meila, it wouldn't be a reason to pata him. Certainly, that would be pshat. But upon him, it's leaves itself really room to learn like that. And I'd like to understand that in the Rambam. Secondly, the Rambam when he goes to the oinsim, v'cheinim cholu hu oihi oi pirsa nidak shgiyah zman ein amala zaynis. So the Gemara by us in the lashon that holds that it's an oinis says pata because it's an oinis. And it's one time. Lefika cholosh achosesh pesida enemalam azoynus. There's no, and then when the Gemara is mefarit, whether this is honest takanta the chachamim and so on. The Rambam seems to be mefarit it into different halachas. He says she ena ruil lenas shetaher or shetavri v'chein hu en yocholise yishat sheyavri. So the fact that he's giving a reason. On her, the Gemara says, and that's a libra to kula alma, that ka'imna, you know, ano ka'imna is a more powerful reason. I mean, there doesn't need any excuses. He's ready. The Rambam's mashmos is that you need a tam. The Gemara's in the second tzad, where the Gemara says it's not so poshut, the Gemara goes through the tam of nistach basadeyu as opposed to ka'imna, and person nidah shaloi b'shas vesta, and so on. The Rambam seems to be saying that the tam, he needs to give a separate tam for each one. I mean, it could be Maima Muska that if Nida would be Royu for Nisuin, Ram holds you can't have Nisuin with a Nida. Could be if you hold you can have Nisuin, but just not it's not Royu for Nisuin, it's not good to have Nisuin. Maybe that's, I don't know. But I would, the Rambam seems to not be going with the Mahalach of the Gemara, that Gemara says a Dovah Pashit. The Fika Cholo Shechol Sheshbis, Nida Mala Zainis, on the Tzad that all three of them Zainim Mala Zainis, there's one reason, because he can't marry her, he doesn't have to marry her, whatever it is. And the Rambam is mefarad into two or three different categories, the Ruya and Yachol and so on. I would like to understand that the Rambam is veering from that. One more Nekud in the Rambam, in the Shaila of how to understand the Chi of Mezainis, the Rambam says, the Velz Mechalikit between a Knas and versus a Chi of Mezainis because of the Hagos Man, as if it's a sort of a semi-Nesuin. In the Rambam, it's clear what he says, that it's semi-Nesuin. He says, Afal Pishle Konas. His Chai Bezoseh, Afal Pishle Konas. If it would be a Knas, the right lashon would be Mipnei Shalei Konas. A knas is because you didn't marry her. When the Rambam says Bagoas Man, there's Chi Mezainis Afal Pishlei Konas, I think it's a Dvarim Pshutim that it means it's a Chi of Mezainis Meikar Adin. But normally the Chi of Mezainis starts with Nesuin. Over here, it starts with the Zman, even though not with the Nesuin. I think that's an Emes Amulsa Pshitasa. A second Makar, sort of a Tana de Messiah. Not a real real you can't put in the Rambam. There's a sefer called the Kriya Sefer from the Mabit on the Rambam. It's not the Rambam Shita, but he has a very interesting Nakuda here. The Mabit clears. I mean, the Mabit Sefer is a sefer miyuad to tell me the halachas in the Rambam whether they rise or rabbanim. He clears the shaila. He says nearly that it's not a deraisa because he says, just like the Chi of Oina can't start Mishas, Ela Mishas Nesuin, so the other Chi of Deraisa of Mezainis also has to start Mishas Nesuin. So it's, I mean, again, I can't put it in the Rambam, but I definitely see. So he's saying basically his Mahalach is that Betzim the Chiyuvim would be from Mishas Eresin, except that you can push it off to Lago Asman. And midaraisi itself become mechuyev. You know, the rabbanon patted you to lagosman, and midaraisi mechuyev. So he says it can't be because you can't say that oina starts meiris. That's obvious. So bal korachach it's a rabbanon, but it's seichel to say that if he felt that it's a deraisa and then he says no, it's only midarabbanon, it would be the same mahalo. Okay, but Akapanim, I would like to understand it that way. In the Rambam, it's a din of Chi Mezainis, also Gosman, and but I'd like to see the Rambam learning up the sugyas in a very different way than we did. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Look inside the Gemara. First, Daf Gimel. We have our sugin daf base we learned, daf gimel, the bottom part no one got to yet, so it's sort of chutz etchum. Omer Shuvah Yitzchak, last piece. Leishon el mitakonis ezer ve'eilach sheim botidinim kvuyim el b'sheni v'chamishi. Aval koidim takonis ezer, she botidinim kvuyim b'chol yoyim, ishe nesas b'chol yoyim. So the Gemara, so Shuvah Yitzchak says a chiddush that lifnei takonis ezer, there was no such halacha. In fact, the Gemara Kodesh says it might have it. It's not a lesson in history. It says, "Hochi koma, iika ba didinim de kvuyma idna ke koydem takanas Ezra ishen esas b'chol yoyim." If a bezn would be kavua idna like Ezra ishen chol yoyim, habina shaktu de triachle. So nominally, Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak's halacha is sort of complementing our Gemara. Now, the Shmuel Yitzchak's halacha and the Beis Hamikdash Shmuel is one and the same. That, it doesn't, I mean, we do pass like that. We also pass in, we pass in this sugya, and we pass in this gemara. I'm not sure that that's the only way to learn it. And I think the Rambam may have learned it differently. But Rav Shmuel Yitzchak's chiddush, that ha'idna, i'ika b'din k'fuyim, and that Habina Shokta Triach Lei could very well be chaylik on our sugya on Rabbi Zehuda with the Brisa, whether he adds to the Brisa, it's his Brisa, we don't have the Brisa inside. Not clear that he's not being chaylik on the entire sugya. And I think I have a tzad that he's chaylik on the entire sugya, and I want to show you where. And this, I think, how the Rambam learned up all the sugyas. Let's go to the next Gemara. Gemara daf hey, daladom et beis daf hey. Amamart, it's a brayse, according to brayse. Bein kach lo yivol lo be'erev shazom etzoy Shabbos. You can't be burled out erev shazom etzoy Shabbos. The Gemara says, b'yishan erev Shabbos from chabura, motzei Shabbos mai. So the Gemara goes through a whole, the Gemara comes out, gzeira shemishot benoif. So the Gemara finally, on Heil Med Aleph, the last piece is, Hashnos is lahachi, Erev Shabbos nami gzer shemishchot benoif. So the Gemara says, yes, Erev Shabbos and Yom Rishon, both of them are a takana that al shem yishchot benoif. And the problem, and you're not allowed to get married then if, because of shem yishchot benoif. That sugya, do we pass like that sugya or not? So the most of the Rishonim, also the Paiskim, take a look at the Torah, for instance, says that there is no, we don't pass like that. I don't know if I photocopied this Torah, but the Torah, Shachar, they don't hold we pass like that. There actually is Lahalacha Ma'isa Shitas that on Sunday you shouldn't get married because it's Chukas Agoyim. But other than that, there is no, we don't pass like that. We're not Chayish like that. So it's out of the picture. But I want to go a step before that. That sugya can hold like our Gemara or not. Our sugya in Beis Amud Aleph, which is sort of a Brais and a Yudah Mashmul putting into the Mishnah, can he hold like that or not? He certainly can't hold like that. Those are two sugyas that are chaylik on each other. If you can't get married on Sunday and Friday because of Gzeir Shem Yishchot, then you don't have the Tamas Shaktu. Or somewhere along the line, the Gemara by us says, why can't you get married on Sunday? Well, there's a gzeira. So obviously, the sugars are chaylik, or there's something that's negia for the tamas shok, that's negia for the gzeira. Somewhere along the line, those two timing cannot coexist. They're not one and the same. So, whatever is most paiskim, adoicha the sugya later, and afhei, and they don't pass like that. The Rambam, let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Yudalit, has a very, very different Mahalach. Yudalit, we have it inside. Mutar la'aras b'chol yoyim choy la'filu b'tisha b'av, b'im b'yoyim b'im b'layla. Av l'ein noisim noshna b'av shas, b'ech b'shabes, g'zir shem yod l'chol shabes. So first Halacha, the most important Halacha in Kviyas Man is no Friday, no Sunday. One. And Shabbos for sure. Ushara yomim mutal yisur v'chol yom sheyirtze v'hu sheyitrach besudas nesun shleishayom kari yom nesun. Second point the Rambam makes is there is no din of shaktu as a kviyas man. Shaktu is only a takana of how long you have to be toireach. In other words, I would like to think that the Rambam holds that Rav Shulba Yitzchik is chaylik on our stam sugya, on the sugya naf beis. Our sugya says shaktu is a zman, and it's really, the reason is because of shaktu, but they implemented it as a zman of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and there is no such thing as you could be toireach, as the triach. Rav Shulba Yitzchok, when he came along and he said, that Takonis Ezra Epizman Azir Badino Yeshua Kol Yoim, he holds not like that. And he holds that and the Triachle is being chaluk in our sugya. In he's being mistamechon the machloikis hasugyas. The sugya later on in Daf Hei, the Braisa, that says there was a takana and iser of Aleph and Vav does not hold it a Tamash Shoktu as a Kviyas Man. They could hold that. They could still hold that. It's a shear in how much tilch you need to do. That you have to be. But there was no kviyas zman mikoyach that shoktu, and the only isur zman is aleph and vav. So so I think the Rambam learned up the sugyas as follows. It's a machlekes hasugyas daf beis and daf vav or heyamet beis vav. It's two prices. According to the Braisa by us, it's the Shoktu is a tam of Kviyasman and it's a din that's chal and zman. According to the sugya in Daf, according to the sugya in Ahayam Beis, there is no such thing. It's din only shir, and that couldn't be kaveya. That couldn't be the reason why you can't get married. If you take a look in the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. Rambam Pirshmai is very, very strange. Let's take a look if most people have Pirshmai in the back also. He says, Mashachayev Shadassim Sumer Vir Lotasib Ech Beshabbos Keshe Yitrach. Betzorach Echup of Yochas Hashem Karak. He said, V'ef Shepoch Zal Meis Yisrael. So there's on the one hand, he says it has to be then, and he says, "Mashachayev v'loy tazeh chashas ki yishtach betzorcha chup of yochshe shem kenach nasa v'yef shepachus mizeh lebnois Yisrael." Mashmos, on the one hand, he does learn like that pshat in the Mishnah. He's going with the stam sugi here, and then he says, and then v'zeh b'mekoyim hashem bezin yeshem elav hei bebez hoi bezin kavur chol yom yochshe sol kol zvashir tzachutz v'im aluf v'vav v'atam shem yichal shabbos netzorcha suda. So the Rambam brings into our Mishnah both Nekudas, Rav Shulva Yitzchak's halacha of the Bezdin and the halacha of Aleph and Vav. In other words, Ke'ilu is bavarning pshat in the Mishnah. It's not the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah sometimes is nachos to bring things agav grara, but it's Ke'ilu he wants to learn up the Mishnah in a certain oifen using the sugya of Aleph and Vav. And putting in a Shomer Yitzchak that it's only a limited takana, as opposed to learning it the way you would normally learn it, just with the sugya base. It's so hard to be medayik now, but I just wanted to point it out. Let's go back to where we're holding. So the Rambam taka holds machlokes hasugyos. If you take a look at the Rambam, let's take a look now. I want to bring out a halacha that falls out from this din. If you learn like that. If you learn like Rav Shulva Yitzchak, then it's a very, very different picture of even Makom where Bezna is Yoshe Bez Vehei. According to the other sugya, if it could be, you could even argue Rav Shulva Yitzchak, and you hold that first of all, that kan is that takana kvua. Who says that if it changes, not all dinim that change does that change? You know, it's a takana. So that kind of could have been Beis and Hay Kavua forever. Rav Shulva Yitzchak is not Muchach. He's saying a Chiddush here. It's not obvious. The Gemara doesn't ask Pshita because some Takana stay and some don't. Rav Shulva Yitzchak also doesn't hold of Shoktu in the way the Braisa holds of it. According to him, it's the din of getting married on Beis and on Dalit because, or getting married on Aleph or Dalit because of Bezin sitting, is very different than if it's a Takana Kavua. If it's a Takana Kavua, it's a Zman. And that means Chachamim made a Zman. The reason? Because of that. Even if the reason comes but like all Takanas Kavuas, like all Takanas Kavuas, not always a Bederach, the reason is butle, the din still stays. The way Rav Shulva Yitzchak puts it down, it's a need. In other words, in Hilchas Bia Rishayna, there's a halacha to make Bia Rishayna in a way that there'll be a Bezdin waiting for you when you make Bia Rishayna. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Go back to Rambam in his halacha, Yudal Tesvav. Ein noisim noshim, loy be'erev Shabbos, v'loy be'echad b'Shabbos. You cannot marry women, not Erev Shabbos, gzeir shem yavoy. Very clear halacha that it's also to marry women then. Tesvav. Mokum shem bezin yoishim boy ela b'sheni b'chamishi b'lvad psula nisus b'yom revi shem hoisei tainis b'sulam yashkim l'pesen u'mine kachomu shanoisei tzeba'uli yisena b'chamishi deishas semeachim b'chamishi ashar shav z'yaturachti. The Rambam lumps it together first of all with the mine kachomim. The Rambam, it's two separate halachas. It's only Frankel has it also two separate halachas. I would be putting the Rambam first of all. I would put that second halacha as the first halacha before Aleph and Vav. But I would at least put it together with when there's an iser. I mean, you have three halachas. You have one that's an iser. Ein noisin nashim gzeira shamiyov. You have a gzeira. You have a halacha that's a minik hachomimu. Shai noisin buli senu b'chamish shalmeichim and so on and so forth. The halacha of Mokshim Bez Yashar Hinech Hamishi, where would I put that? I would put it with the first one. It's an issue. You can't marry a woman. There's a chi of Gomer to marry a Mavi because of Tais Sulam. The Rambam puts it together with the second halacha, and he doesn't say that Ein Nois Nisha Elo B'Yoyim Mavi Shemois Tais Sulam. He says Nisus Mavi Shemois Tais Sulam. I would like to understand that the Rambam held it's not that Rachamim were Mafkia that day from the suin, other days from the suin, but it's a chiyah. It's you need to do it because of the beer, and I want to be madgash a point here. In other words, it's a din mikoyach since you're going to make beer rishayna. And you see, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, can you get married at night? Thursday, the Gemara says no, because you're going to fast shlops and the beer might be tomorrow. Because it's a halacha mikoyach when they want to be masada beer rishayna. They said if the chuppah will be on Wednesday, beer rishayna will work out well for us, as opposed to if it'll be Wednesday night or it'll be other day, it won't work out. So the Rambam holds that it's not a zman nesuin, it's not a zman nesuin, it's a chiyuv on the person to be mesada himself so that he shouldn't come to Isser and to do it in a certain oifin. And the Rambam, had it been a takana that because of that they made a zman, and the zman could last forever, so that halach would be a din in zman, it would last forever, and that would be it. The Rambam says no. And you see the way the Rambam phrases it. Everyone else, when he learns the Mishnah, he asks, I mean, when do Psul get married? So everybody says she has to get married Wednesday. But if it'll be a time that the Zman will be different, then it can change back. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, in the rare cases, in those places and times and business, and only then, you have to be Masada and Nesuin to be then. So I think the Rambam holds The second pshat, the second sugi that we're learning, learns that this halacha is a halacha in Hilchos Bi'ur Rishayna, and b'meila agav that we have to do it. So it's a very different surah than a zman nesuin. The zman nesuin is not aleph and vav, and that's the only halacha in zman nesuin. The din of shoktu is a din in how many days to be tereach. The din of bez yoshev is a takonim mikoyach de bia. So and Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak's halacha is built on that because it's only a din in bia rishayna. It's not a zman nesuna chomokaveya. So if you can be mesada bia rishayna in a way that can go to bezin, if bezin is available tomorrow, if you're wealthy enough to hire your own bezin, so fine. It's not a zman de wakaveya. So b'meil, let's go back to Rambam. So it makes a lot of sense to say in the Rambam. The Rambam, let's put the two or three points that we made the Rambam together, and let's see the picture. The Rambam holds, it's not a knas. And since it's not a knas, the ptur is not mikoyach oynis that's patnu from knas. That's not going to be the mahalach. Because oynis is nagia knas, it's not knas. The Rambam holds that it's nesuin. So he says, "Nischayev b'mezonis seho afal pishlei konas." The chiyuv mezonis starts then. So what's the exception? The exception is if it's a metzias that you can't call it nesuin. If it's a zman that there's no chalois nesuin, if it's a zman that's not a zman nesuin, you can't say that the nesuin starts then. It's reasonable to say that when the Chachamim say that nesuin achal legab mezoinis, if it's a zman nesuin, if it's shayich to have nesuin, but if it's not a zman nesuin, so then it's not chal. So the first thing is, so the Rambam is mefari. He doesn't say it's a lump thing. Well, he's an oinis and he's potter. He says, v'im igi ha-yoyim, ha-zman b'echash ha-zoyash 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 ha- I don't think the Hadgasha is Repneshena Yochel, that he's Nebuchadnezzar Yochel, he's an Oynes. Repneshena Yochel Lichnois, you can't, the Chachamim couldn't have been metakin that Nesuin starts in a Zman, that's not a Zman Nesuin. And therefore, Cholio here, a person Nidok, Shegia Zman, Enemal Zaynes, Sharei, Ene really Nosset Shetaya Shetavi, Yochel, Isa Yishadchal. In other words, he had to explain, if it was Geter of Oynes, Then we could ask a kasha that ka'imna, ano ka'imna is better. Ano ka'imna is when you're dealing with a knas, and you want to fault the person for not marrying, so you say, he's there. I mean, how can you say he's ain't a noisy when he's there standing there waiting for the kala? All of those reasons are reasons to be done as oynes, is all as knas. The Rambam holds that it's a getter of nisuin, dine nisuin achal and the zman nisuin. So the Rambam has to explain that each one of these is an eruy lenasa. Each one for different reasons. And you watch it to Taher. It's not enough to say the Gemara never entertained a havamina that b'shas vesta there should be a chiyuv. It's pashit. It's her ikav. The only shaylas were the nistachfas sadeh and so on and so forth. According to Rambam, no. According to Rambam, if a nida had been royally nasei, did be chiyuv zaynus, because agos man is the chiyuv zaynus. Except that he says it's ain't really nasei. These are all matzavim that we can't call it hascholos nesuin, because if an ain't really nasei, he doesn't have it. So it comes out a fascinating chiddush, and any day, so aleph and vav is not as man nesuin, beis and gimel, even in mekaymis that bezdin is not yoishiv. But it's not mikoyach nesuin. It's not the pshat. It's not a zman nesuin. It's let's say that they don't have face. He doesn't have. I don't know what you need for chuppah. You don't need all that much. The kittel and everything else is accessories. It's not something that you need. But if let's say he'd be lacking a chetimtza, he's not going with a pterinus. I don't know if a pterinus exists. The Rambam doesn't tell us that a pterinus exists. The Rambam, the Rambam is telling us if it's in a royally nasei, beis and gimel, even in a makrim, that bez is not is yeshiv only beis and hay, beis and gimel are zman and a royally nasei. There's no mania mitzad de nesuin. He's a bar nesuin, she's a bar nesuin. The zman is also bar nesuin. He's missing a bez to go tomorrow, so he can't make birishayna. But because he might get into an iser. It's all things that are really periphery to Nisuin itself. And if it's peripheral to Nisuin, then there's not going to be a ptur from it. Let's go over the Nekudas and get it straight. I think the Rambam learned up that there's a machlekes hasugis, and I want to go back to a point in pshat that's very, very kind of perplexing. I want to see how the Rambam learned it up. There's a mission that says psul nisayim revi. There's a first sugya. Amar v'sayim v'shmol mipnei ma amru psul nisayim revi. I think I have a chiddushtik of pshat in how the Rambam learned up that line in Gemara. Psul nisayim revi. The kasha was the problem of v'sayim Yehuda Mishul was that it's not gestalt right. In other words, psul nisayim revi aliba de emes, the way Rama learns it is an awkward distortion of what halach is. The halach is a psul get married any day. B'makom ikachos min ha'sefer. B'makom she'dakones loitisa ella this and that. So Rabbi Yehuda Mishul and the brayse that he brings learned a pshat. Psul nisayim revi is it's that konas zman. I mean, that's the pshat of the Gemara. Lefish and Igias Mavle Nisu. The question was on the way the Mishnah Shtolzach Havek. The Mishnah Shtolzach Havek al Sahalach of Zman. If you're reading the Mishnah without knowing the Gemara later, Psul and Nisim Revi, and the way everybody, that's why everybody reads it. It's a Halach of Zman, she has to get married, Yom Revi, and that's the Zman Nisuin. Later on, there's a little asterisk that B'mikra, that B'mishana, the Rambam holds that's not true. That's Rabbi Yudama, and that's what he's asking. He says, what's the Mishnah telling you in Psul Nisayim Revi? The Mishnah is telling you to Zman Nisuin, and Bemela, if there's no Hagoah Zman there, that's the flow of the Sugya. And because that, together with Shaktu, is the key, that's the Pshat Negemara. You know, so was Kaveya. that psula nisus was a takanas man, bitziruf with shoktu, it's also takanas man, and that's why this man is yom revi, and that's why if there's a goas man in beza gimel, there is not going to be a mizaynis. That's pshat in beza and aleph. One comes along, Abshova Yitzchak, and he learns, he argues on Yudah Mashmuel, and the Braisa Mikach, the other Braisa. And he says, that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is that, first of all, Shoktu is not a Bechlal Halacha. Shoktu is a shear in how much Tirch it is to be. And Bemela, it's all told in the Torah. Second thing he says is that the Mishnah is a temporary din. It wasn't a kviyas man, because if Chazal made a kviyas man, it very well might not become bottle, even if the time is bottle, like most takanas of Chazal. And the pshat is punkfaker. If the halacha is a psul get married anytime she wants. When there was a tkufa, that just like it says later about sakana, when there was a tkufa that they couldn't get a bezdin, be a rishena was mechayev you to get married on Wednesday. But it was not Mekradin. On what basis does he say it? On the Sugi Nafhei, on the Braisa Nafhei. Over there we find that the Braisa tells me that there's an Isser of getting married on Sunday and Friday. How does that fit into the Mishnah here? And the Braisa of Shaktu. The timing are associated to each other to some degree and overlap to some degree. And Iho Loiho Viho Loiho. The Braisa over there says there's only one Isser, and that is Sunday and Friday. And that's how the Rambam learns, Mikoyach Reb Yudah Mashmuel, he learns like that because of that halacha. And he says that that's the halacha. B'meila, the real halacha, the halacha lemaisa is that there's only one zman, and that's aleph and vav. The other din of shaktu is a shear and how much you have to do it. The halacha of correct. Correct. That's what I have to say, of course. The Aleph. Take a look also. I want to be, even though the Tur argues on the Rambam, but the way the Tur says the explanation of Yom Revi, Avol, Tiknu Shetinasi Yom Revi V'tiboyel B'leil Chamishi Lefi Shebez Yeshim B'dim Yom Shein Chamishi Yelot Tenis Tzul Yashmi Ad B'boikel Abezin. It's so interesting. He says the takana was betzim on the beer. The takana was she should get married. He puts it into the lashon. I mean, everyone holds like that, but he puts it in the lashon. The takana was that. So b'meila, the Rambam holds. So you have a machlokes two sugyas in pshat the Mishnah. The machlokes also affects things a lot deeper. If you learn that the halach is there was a takana of zman. And shaktu is man. So the pshat in the Mishnah of Lefikach is that if you can't because of that zman, so that's an oynis. It patters you mikoyach oynis, or mikoyach hokaimna, and so on. And it's one getter. If the pshat is there's nothing, there's no other, there are no other minyim. So then you learn like I'd like to understand it like the Rambam. That the pshat is the zman that is it's a zman of chalois nesuin. The only things that can patter you from it are things. It's you're not patter. I know the Ram doesn't not nochis to what oynis is or is not. He holds the halacha lemaisa that sugi is not the sugi that's tokif. What's tokif is the halacha that the chiyuv is because it's a zman nesuin. If it's a zman nesuin, it's chal gidrei nesuin for mezonos and so on. And he says mefurish. He says afal pishon nisa. I think that diuk is mamish mefurish. Kimat the Rambam is saying. However, what's going to patter you? Oynis doesn't patter you be'etzem because if it's a chalois nesuin, then. I mean, when a person marries a woman and an oinus happens, whatever it is, he's still chayev. I mean, once there's a chalois mezoinus, oinus doesn't really. Oinus is not a good. It's a very bedeichik tam You can say, well, at the end of the day, it's only Rabbanan who made a chalais nesuin. So b'meila, the Rabbanan, said that there shouldn't be chalais nesuin. If the guy is an oynes, they can't have it. Said you can't be matrikit. Certainly not batamt. According to the Rambam, the real heta, the real ptur, is because it can't be a zman nesuin. So that's only true for nyanim that a zman nesuin. Or if the gavra of the woman can't be called a nesu, if you can't say that the chalois nesuin is chal now because he's not royally nasei, she's not royally nasei, mikoyach machla, mikoyach nidus, that's also. So the Rambam explains the problem in each one is you don't have somebody that could be a chalois nesuin on. And therefore it takes care of cholahu cholsehi parsanida. It's each one, the Rambam sort of is nachis to each one that they're not royal in a suin. It's not a close that it didn't since it's the oinus. The Rambam, but Beis and Gimel, he's also an oinus. That's the point we have to understand. No matter how you learn the lumdis, but if the Chachamim said, you can't get married on Beis and Gimel, I'll be a Rishayin, I'll this, I'll that. But Mikoyach oinus, there still would be, listen, I want to get married. The Chacham came down with a gzeira. They found their reasons. Also, oynes, it would be a good tainus oynes. Honest, that kanas kantra abonin, no matter what the takana is, if Chacham made such a takana. The answer is, oynes is not a ptur. The ptur is that it's in a royal suin. And a royal suin has to be either the gavra is not a royal nasei, or the Chachamim were mafkir as man from the suin. Over here, since the pshat is it's a need that's agav. It bets him. All you have to do is make the bia b'yom chamishi. But in order to make bia b'leil chamishi, you need to make an nesuin. Then that's not called that's mufik from zman, and b'meila wouldn't be a ptur. So the Rambam is learning it's machlokes asugyas in how to learn up the Mishnah. The sugya in daf beis is chaylik on the sugya on the Bryce and Daf Hey, and I'm sure by Yitzchok's Psak is better than Psak like that Bryce. It's Mikoyach that Bryce. The Rambam clearly learns like that. The Rambam puts down the only Isra is Aleph and Vav, Shoktu as a Zman of how much Tircha, and Bezo Gimel, Mokum Shebez and Yoishvim is a Mikra that you have to take care of. It the halach of how to understand the chalois mezainis is a din of it's because chalois nesuin the pturim will be behet em. It'll be not because of oynis at all. It's not no real shaykh's oynis. It all has to do with whether you can say that's chalois nesuin or not. It will be affected only by the gavri isha arenuroy or aleph and vav because that's the only zman that's real zman and everything and beza gimel taka will alibidach seram will hold beza gimel would not path you. Okay.
How is it with Neima Amru?
The Neima Amru is why was it gestalt in the Mishnah as a zman. It,
because it's a jig, it's like the Mishnah sounds like it's saying
right. The Rambam
says to Mishnah Shem Yashkim.
I'm sorry, what?
Steve says to me Shem Yashkim. Times Mishnah Yashkim. Then we're ignoring the Sefer.
It's not safe, but by saying but Shtom the Reisha Avek as if that became a zman. Of course, the reason was that. But by saying but it's Avek Shaltas a zman.
As the Lashon of the Reisha is Mashmat Zman.
Yes.
Even the Tam is also.
Yes. Yeah. Right. And right. The Sulnas here is doesn't say
Lashon of the Ram. Let's say Lashon
of the Ram. Right.
Then you have Ram Lashon is Kleish Yitzchak Shlosh Yamin.
Right.
Why even mention Shlosh Yamin? That's a shear. It's not much a shear.
It's not just a shear.
Lucky your dollars, isn't it?
What is it? What's up here? So that's the Vuchitra for Shomer is it's a shear of how much that's all. The only thing you need, it's not, you don't need to do on a certain day. You just have to have 3 days worth of cooking to take care of it.
Even one day. That's what Shomer is like. Even one day if you have that much. Why even mention Shomer?
I don't know. Shomer said the Triak could mean he was Triak 3 days before. I don't know if he means one day. The Triak means... Listen, it doesn't... Everyone would say, well, you know, what I put in this day cooking...
Different Turk than Turkland Afbez.
What?
Different
Turk than Turkland Afbez. Right, in Kavua.
There's
3 days. Right, exactly. It has to be these 3 days and so on. These 3 days. He says it's a shear of 3 days, not these 3 days, not Monday.
It might take me 3 days, even if it's...
Correct. These 3 days, but you can put it in. I mean, I don't know what they're using it, but you know, the Rishonim will ask, so why can't he do it Sunday? But there it says it's not there. Uh-huh. People will be misatzel.
So Rishon he knew not, and Shishi he knew not, and Shabbos also he can't. So really, Bechol Yom, Chol is really 4 out of 7.
Yeah. At least we have Rubik. Okay.
Bechol Yom.
Okay.
That's what's coming from.
Okay. Listen, no matter what.
Shabbos definitely not, and anyway,
right.
Says Yom Shishi not also.
Right. Unless he did, yeah, you could say the way you say that. You know, hold the other. Okay. That's good. Okay. Well. In Shoktu? Wait, which one? If it's only temporary, it's hard to say they were. If they said it's only when you can't find a bezdin, it's hard to say that that's a kvis nezman. Kvis nezman means that they were mafkir as well. When they said you must, basically what they were saying was you must make sure there'll be a bezdin tomorrow morning to go to. It's hard to say. Let's say there was a place where they had a takana on Tuesday and Monday. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, let's say they had a mother town where, because of that yonim, they got them Tuesday. Well, so you could get married Monday night. She's certainly not, it's a question of what the mafkir is mount from the suin to say. If the person is missing what he needs, if he's missing his ring, well, his own ring for possessing, if he's missing something, I can't say, that's already a step further. Let's say he's been missing whatever he needs. He doesn't have a house to make yichud. He doesn't have a chveis, a chnei, a chveis, a chnei, a chnei, a chnei. You can't say that that's a...
This is not the marriage we want. You're going to have a mitzvah on your mat. That's called a mitzvah problem. That's not the mitzvah on your mat. I don't mean.
And that's what
he's
doing, though.
What?
That's what he's doing.
I mean, it's mitzvah is hilchus.
That's not the chazal. Let's say she made a net
until another day. I don't know. You know, there will be a
different problem. Because that's we don't want this.
But the fact that I understand, but the matzah of not having a bezdin is already. It's in this place and in this time he's having a problem. In other words, it's something that should be mitzad ikigiv soon should be always, should be timeless. You know, it can't be that basically. The Rambam says like you get a man always. By the way, in the shteplach that they couldn't find a bezdin, you're going to have to wait because you're going to come to mirshol. So that's not a darg of a takana you can get in suin. And that's what it says. The way the Rambam, you know, even the phrasing of the halacha, the phrase of halacha is the Rambam says you get married what. By the way, there was a time and a place and a certain makom.
I said, what's the core for that? Where do you see this job mishnah?
Because this psak wouldn't work. No, it's a bit of
a psak. The
chur of the price in the hay is big chaylik. Someone
looked at the mishnah.
It's chaylik a psak in the mishnah. In other words, is psak in the well?
But we have shmul arguing on a price of psak in the mishnah.
Right.
That's strange.
Well, we mikoyach another brisa. Mikoyach the Mishnah stands only. Is a brisa. Omamar. Beikach benka. So that beikach benka somewhere along the line is. One second. The Mishnah says Shainu V. It's not clear what its status is. Legabi.
Shat is a brisa.
Shaktu, it's two brises. There's the Shaktu is only a koyach brise, right?
There's
a brise.
That's a
brise. Well, the Rebbe of Shmuel,
that's not a brise. That's Shmuel talking.
That's not a brise. That Shmuel is. Shmuel is calling to the brises.